Comes out of an hour by the Mishnah. Here is a Kavshua Karka. It was under siege, and they broke the siege, and they captured the city. So when they, after after they've been in that state of siege, the invading army, when they come in, they're coming in with a vengeance. So kol kahanos shenimsu b'soicha is psulos. We have to assume that the men take advantage of the women. A woman has beer with a woman who's married to a kohen. Over account, that means a woman is married to a kohen. Isha's kohen is also, even if she was nensa. So we assume that they were nensa and they're also. One aid is sufficient. However, the husband is not Naaman. Okay. So Rashi, Karkim is a motzer, is a siege. Sargamina is Karkarma. Sulois, Asuris Labalayan, they're asur to their husbands. Ladeisha's kind of Asura Be'onis. Even though it's an Onis, she's asur. Okay. So, for the Markash, for Aminu, I'll ask you a stira. Balashas. Balash means to search out, and they're coming. To invade, to search through the city to take whatever's there. Shabbat the ear. So, Bashash Shalom. Chavis Psuchos Asurus. Stumos Mutaris. Bashash Machama Elu Elu Mutaris. So, if there's not a war, just coming to steal or whatever, so there, you build the army. The armor comes in, so they're going to take advantage of what's there. But they feel that they have time to take advantage of the wine. So any bear which you find afterwards open, you have to assume the goyim drank from it, and therefore it's awesome. If it's awesome, it's awesome. So they didn't drink from it. The b'shas mukhal most, so they don't have time to drink. The fish ain't penai the nase. If they don't have time to do in their nisuch, they just might take a quick drink. Even the one with jabsuchas, even they took a drink, they don't have time to do nisuch. Okay, so the more feels that we should apply the same idea of b'shas mukhama to our mishnah. Why do they have time to be boiled? They don't have time to be menase. They don't have time to be boiled either. So Omer Rav Mori, Livol Yesh Penai, Lenasach Ein Penai. Because they have a bigger time before Nisuch, for Bia, they will find time for that. Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Lozer, Mishmei Dechizki Omer, Kan Bekarkam Shal Oysa Malchus, Kan Bekarkam Shal Malchus Acheris. If it be from the same the case of the Mishnah over there was talking about the army of that country, so in that situation they have to maintain some level of relationship with the people there, and they will not be boiled either. Just like they're not going to be menasech. And the Mishnah over here, which says that the Rosters are talking about from a different country, which they want to take advantage and take possession of the people of the country. Okay. The Mishnah says that Shal Oysa Malchus Nami. There is a Girsa which says absolutely. Okay, Chad Minayu. there's, even if the overall approach is going to be one of shalom in that sense, that they're not going to take advantage of the people. But somebody's going to, one person will sort of slip away and do something improper. They placed guards to make sure that they don't interact with the people improperly. The king wants to maintain his relations with his citizens. They might fall asleep. So again, why aren't we concerned that some people, some of the soldiers, will slip away and do something improper? So Rav Levi, so they put around the city some type of a warning signal. They put Shoshilta, they chained it off with a dog. And Gavs they put some type of sticks there that, which would be some type of like a obstacle. And the Avza is that they have thorns, barbed wire, okay, the equivalent of barbed wire. Okay. Okay. Rabbi Abba Bar Zabda. So Rabbi Bar Zabda says that the way to answer up this stira between the Mishnah over here and the Mishnah of Valeshes is Pligibah Rabbi Huda Nasiya Barabbanan. Rabbi Huda Nasiya, who's Rabbi's great grandson, or great, I don't remember exactly how many generations. Rabbanan. Chad Amar Kan Bekarkam Shal Oysa Malchus, Kan Bekarkam Shal Malchus Acheris. So one says, like we said, that this difference. Well, Akashabe Velomidi, he's not concerned about this question that maybe somebody slipped away. He doesn't feel that has to be addressed at all. So once it's Bekarkam Shal Oysa Malchus, so it's always going to be mutter. We're not worried about any, we don't really have to have these other steps to make a mutter. And the other one, either Hunasi or the Rabbanon, did feel that when we give this answer, we're going to have this question that's still a concern that somebody might slip away. And we're going to answer like there was Mishmos, and there was Kashle Kolhani, he has all these questions. Mishanik Garn de Mahadale the Mosa, Shoshilta Vakalba Bagavza Vavza. Okay. Going back into the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Idi Bar Oven, Amar Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Ashion, Im Yesh Shamachua Achas. If there's a place, there was a cave, there was a place to hide, and even if they invaded the city, there was a place for the people there to hide and not be found by the invading army. Matzelat Ala Kahano is Kulon. That. We can assume that the each woman has the right to say that she was in this machlua and she wasn't taken advantage of. Okay, so the more boy Rabbi Yirmiya, if it's only large enough for one individual person, what's the lacha? Mirminan, each one has the right to say, I'm the one who was able to find this place and hide. Well, we don't say that. It's only if it's a large area, we can say, Mustama, all of them made it inside. But if it's a small area, it's only one person, see, each one can't claim they're the one. Okay. So, Feather Murakash. Now, So there's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Maseches Taharis. So each woman bets him as a cheskes. She has a cheskes kashrus to her husband, and we're saying that maybe something happens to undermine the cheskes kashrus. So we, by the other hand, we have a way to say that the chazaka is niskayim. But we know there are 10 women over here. Only one of them really is safe, and the other 9 were potentially in danger, and the probabilities are that something happened to them. But each one has the chesed kasha. So what's your question? Each one is as an individual has a right to say, my chesed kasha says I'm the one who was in there. But when we look at them collectively, you say that can't be. So where do we have such a discussion? There's a Mishnah that says like this. There's 2 roads, Echad Tomei v'Echad Tor. One of the roads has a mace buried under it in such a way that a person which will pass or travel on that road by definition will become Tomei. V'halach b'Echad Mehen v'Osa Taharis. So we know, we're not sure which road has the mace. Reuven walks down road number 1. So he has a cheskes tahara before he starts. He went down a road, so we don't know whether he went down a road which is tamei or tor. So he has a cheskes tahara. Also taharas. Now he touched something which has to do with taharas. He touched in taharas or truma or something of that sort. So we don't know what's the status of the truma. We assume that he's tor. He has a cheskes tahara. He's a suffix. He has a cheskes tahara. He's still tor, and therefore the truma is still tor. And now Shimon went down the second road and touched Taharis. So Shimon also has a cheskes tahara, and therefore the truma that he touches, the kachim that he touches, is tor. So yes, so can that be? That's the din of chazaka. So that's the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Initial zebif neyatzma zebif neyatzma taharis. If Reuben comes to Bezdin and asks what's the status of his truma, and then Shimon comes later on to Bezdin and asks what's the status of his truma, the answer is taharis. Shem ka'achas tameyus. They both come to Bezdin at the same time, so Bezdin can't say both are tor. That's not true. So in that situation, the loch is that the Timaeus. If Yoshi Yemer Ben Kacha Ben Kach Timaeus. If Yoshi disagrees, he says, no, we have to look at the overall picture. In the overall picture, you can't say both are Tor. Therefore, Misavik, you can't award the Tahara to either one of them, so both are Tomei. Okay, now, Vomer Rava, Vayitaber Rabbi Yochanan. On this Mishnah, we have a clarification by the Amoraim, whether it's Rabbi or Rabbi Yochanan, and it says like this. Everybody agrees in a case, if they come to Basachas to Bezdin, that Bezdin would have to paskin, it cannot paskin and give a cheses tara to both, something which we know vada is not true. Therefore, we have to paskin both are tamei. Basachas that they recall to her. In a case that they come to Bezdin, totally a different time, the halacha is Bezdin with Paskin Tor, both Rabbi Yehuda says that, and even Rabbi Yossi says that. So where does Rabbi Yossi say the halacha is Ben Kacha Ben Kach Tameyin? Lo Nechlo Gela Baboa, Lishol Adav Val Chavera. That Reuben walks in and he says, you know, this is what happened to me. And by the way, the same thing happened to Shimon. So what's our halacha? So Shimon's not here. But you're giving a psak for both of them. Marma Damali the Babasachas. Rishi says that's the same thing as Basachas. Marma Damali the Bazachas. Yehuda says no, that this is the case of Bazachas. So Tosha says, if he walked in and he says, listen, you know, this is what happened to me. And I have the same shiloh with my friend Shimon, what's our status? She says, that's called basachas. Bezdin has to give this psak both at the same time, which he can't do. So the case has to be that Reuben walked in and said, listen, this is what happened to me. So okay, your Torah. Says, oh, by the way, you know, something happened to Shimon. you know, is he also Torah? Right? So when he presents it like that, it's, he's presenting, it wasn't Basachas, Mamish, but it was the equivalent of Basachas, a sense of that we, in this one sitting, we're like, sort of like, Ruben walks in the bezin at 1 o'clock and says Torah. She walks in the bezin at 1:30. He says, we say Torah, no problem. Ruben walks in the bezin and says 1 o'clock and says you're Torah. Your Taharas are fine. And he says, you know, and you know, Shimon had the same Shiloh. I met Shimon and Shul this morning. He said he had the same Shiloh. So what's Shimon's status? So it's really two separate psalkim. They pass him for Ruben, now you're passing for Shimon. On the other hand, since the one person is presenting it, he's presenting both parts of it. That's where the Mora has the question.
So you're now considering the fact that you can overturn the original psalm, or are you just asking about the second person?
No. So you have to overturn the original psalm. You cannot say Torah to Shimon. That's he said. By the way, Reuben, you know, now that you mention both of you, we can't say that you're both Torah. Okay, now the Morris is a Hachinami, so the Morris is saying that regards to the case of Shnei Shvilin, the same way we say when it comes, when it's a question which is being dealt with as one unit, we cannot pass them Torah, even each one has a Chesis Tahara. So if we have a Machvua which only holds one person, each woman has a cheskes kashrus, the bala. So each one says, I'm the one, I have a cheskes kashrus. So if you'd be judging them, each one coming to Bezin independently, that'd be the case of Shnei Shvilin, you'd say each one, you'd say, you're mutter. The problem is, but the Morris says, what you're going to paskin is that all they're all mutter. Kibasachas dummy. So, what are you clearing? What are you presenting a shayla? What's it in by machmua? Can each one say I'm the one, or do we say you don't say that? But Bezin is pasking and saying the women of the city are mutter. That's basachas. So, even if Bezin would not necessarily give the psak for each woman, all of them as one unit. But since this is a known, we're addressing a known issue, the women of the city have been ravaged. You know, one of them say, which one is it? So even though each one will come to Bezin independently, this is the equivalent of kibasachas. That's like the bald nishalallah v'achavera. In a case where, and we pass like a b'yosi, Rehuda b'yosi, you pass like a b'yosi. So you pass Rabbi Yosi that case, where Robert Rabbi Yochanan is saying, we have to say Tomei. So we're dealing with this. With the person walks in and says he went down the road. We have no awareness. We have no awareness at that point in time that somebody else went down the other road. We have no need to address it. All right. So you have one question. You went to the place where it was a suffix tumah. You have a cheses tahara. You're mut. Once I look at it in a context, there's a context, I can't paskin that. Well, over here we know there's a context, so we can't paskin heter.
So the context for the road case, you know that both of them went down different roads. In other words, they're both coming to you. There's one road that's Torah, one road that's Tameh. And if I understand the case correctly, so then you know that when he said, Ruben says Shimon has the same question, you mean Shimon went down the other road?
Correct.
Same question?
Yeah. So when a person presents himself by himself, we don't see a context. We're not aware of a context. We don't be aware of a context. You're presenting a question. You went down the road. You have a subject. You're Torah. But once you look at it in context, we can't say that. That's a chukah v'tula. That's not true. So over here, by definition, we know the context. Okay. So where's the talkiyash? No. The reason why we're presenting this as a shayla. So the worst thing, what's your suffix? It's vada, you have to pass it also. No, hasam vada ikituma. The case over there was we knew there was no suffix that the person who went down one of the roads, whichever one it was, the mace which is buried there is buried there in such a way that it's impossible to go down the road and not become tame. We don't have a vada that they were nan us. It's an assumption. So in that situation where we're not dealing with a vada, maybe there the cheskus. So even in context, we don't know for sure they were ravaged. We know that for sure the city was invaded. So their cheskus. But we say, well, if we have to assume if we have no place to be safe, we have to assume that. Okay. But if each person can say, I'm the one which never was under the situation, maybe they have a right to be become mutter, even if there's only one place to hide. So that's why he presented it as a shiloh, and that's why he felt it's a valid shiloh.
He's not the Baal Din over there, so... Why couldn't the Beis Din just say, okay, well, wait for your friend to come in so that you know? Why is it testimony?
Well, see, let's go back a step. Mikra din deraisa, the loch is, the Gemara in Pesachim says that Mikra din deraisa, even if both would come at the same time, you'd pass kantor. We have no problem with Chazakas being illogical. Mikra din, right? Okay, it's a din. It's the Mor calls it. It's kuchah de medina. It looks Bezen looks strange to people. So the issue is context.
It's
kuchah de medina. It'll undermine Bezen's integrity. You know, the Chacham understands this is the Lacham Chazak makes any sense. The Amorish and say like, you know, these rabbis are crazy. I'm not going to trust whatever they say ever again. So we can't do it. So we have to pass the Tomei, the Gemara says, because of the problem is that the people are so illogical that we can't pass it. So once it's not a question of ages, but once he comes and he presents this as a unit, we have the same problem. That's what Rabbi says, because the context is there, so we're stuck. Right. Okay. Zakrashi. Yoni asked him, maybe it's a question, is he coming as an aide about his friend? He's not coming as a question of aide. He's, you know, the lesson of the word, he came Lishalov. He said, he was asked to take, you know, to ask for the other person as well. But it's not a question of aid, it's a question, we have the context issue and we're stuck. Zakrashi. Balesh is Ischel. Chayil, that's an army. Why the couple lashes? L'shem shemechapsin kolamat marim. They search out everything which is hidden. Hidden. Right. And the word balosh is Aramaic word for searching. Libel yesh panai. The talk of Yitzra. They'll find time to be boiled. They have more time for bia than they have for doing a varazor. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar Omer Ap Bila Pam Meshem Mutaris. There are cases where by Bila they are mutar, and depends. It was Kargam Shel Oisim Malchus. If they were the army of that nation, and a Roitz Lahashkes Es Bnei Huir, they don't want to destroy the people of the city. Because Shekhovish ear has samach lemem shalta yishaimra vihila the mass of it. So Rashi says it could be even if it was actually a neighboring nation, but when they capture it and it's close by, the goal is to expand this and should become part of that country. That's also called Karkam Chalos Malchus, because they will be absorbed into that nation. So they want to keep it safe. Wherever it's a distant one, they just want to plunder plunder and spoil, and then just leave. They're not going to govern that city in the distance. So then they don't care. They would take advantage of the women. So Mora says the Mishmoras, the army put up guards. Malkum Maim and a Sherman. They put a maimon of the Sharmim that the king said he doesn't want the army to damage the people which were captured. Mora says there's and Mishmor Rozuazu. So the guard places, there's multiple guard places around the city, and they can see each other, which means there's nobody in the middle who can sneak away. Versus the guards can fall asleep. The Mahar of the Mosa, some will see us here. They put around the entrance into the city. The army's encamped outside. They have guards placed around the city with no gap that there's with any place where the limited sight distance from guard number one to guard number two, they can see each other, which means that they can see anything in between. If they can see each other, they can see whatever happens in between. But besides that, they put so much to this here, they put Shal Shalos Barzo, Shishmu Kol, Hikoshal Ish Rotzaleim. They put. Thank you. So they put this type of a fence, these chains around. So if people would run towards the city, they're going to trip over these chains, and the guards will hear the sound of the person. You know, who's going to flip, he's going to fall. So they'll hear and catch him before he goes in. Because each one's a lame, we clove him, and dogs. Mavozim zayakim. They're going to be geese, which when they hear people coming, they start squawking. There's also sticks with thorns in them. So the king is pretty serious about protecting the city. Okay. So the Mora says that this is a Mechlekesin Revinu Nasi and the Rabbanon. One of them said that the Pshat is, like we answered, the Karkim Shalosa Oysa Malchus. And Lakashale Midi. Lachash to Me'akar Inish Yechidah, believable. Hovein Adabra Hefker. Once the situation has been kept under guard, even though it's a possibility, we don't have to be take that into consideration in halacha. The king of the ball lishal Allah v'alchaveru. Over Rabbi Yossi Tameim, in the case where we're dealing with everything at one time, Rabbi Yossi says Tameim, and Hachanami the kulu shirin and kiyadora, we're being matched to all the women of the city. That's basically passing at one time. There's a cavern which goes across the whole width of the road. Then, so if there's no way to go down that road with being tore, then you do azel hatame. They have a chazaka. They know that this is the reality. They're not sure which one it is, but they have a chazaka. What's the taras? Noga b'taras. Afterwards, he touched something which has a requirement of tahara. So we want to know what's his status. So tahara. If they come, each one comes separately, they're tor. Tulina lay the maimer, but tor holach. Doubly sabak tumor shows a rabbim, a seka tor. So they, it's a sabak tumor. It's a makam which is outside, it's shows a rabbim. So sabak tumor shows a rabbim is tor.
How is the correspondence that between the Isha and the Isha? There's no concept of that. That she would be Tomei.
Right, but you have the Chesed Taro, or she has a Chesed Kashrus Labala. In other words, over here, the point is, Mikra than both of them, they have a Sibala to have Heter. But we have this other issue of Chukah de Bedina.
Right.
Tameim the hechen name of the term, you can't say torim atem chamina avare tamei also. You can't say torim because that's not true. The basach is both the basach. They came at the same time, so they're vare tamei. Zachanami, Rehud Rabbi Yosi, Allah Rabbi Yosi. So we pass like Rabbi Yosi. That was there. Ben kach ben kach tameim. Fine. Okay, boy Ravashi. So now that you told me that there's a machvua, the halacha is that they're mutter. So Omra lo nichbeisi v'lo nitmeisi. She says, I didn't go into the machbua, but nothing happened to me. So she had a migu. She could have said, I went into the machbua, and she'd be mutter. She didn't. So she could have said that. Instead, she said this. So should we? Can we believe her that she's lo nitmeisi? Mi amrina. Mali Lashakar. She has an argument. She could have said she went into the Machbua and she would have been mutter, so she's not lying.
What's up? She's not.
She says, Lo Nidmeisi. The woman says, Lo Nidmeisi is not believed. Right? On the other hand, she has a migu. If she would have said Nichbeisi, she went into the Machbua, she'd be mutter. So why should she lie and say Lo Nidmeisi, Lo Nidmeisi? Just say Nichbeisi and she'd be mutter. But didn't learn meaning. Or maybe the locha, we have to assume that the body is, if she was Lo Nidmeisi, so Shavi Nashakhti Surah, she said, Lonik Basi, so if you weren't Nechba, we have to assume you were Nenas. Nensa. Right? So you can't say that option of saying Lonik Basi, Lonik Basi is not an option. Okay. So furthermore, Kasha. Umayishno mehu maisa, why do you consider this case any worse than the following case? What was the case? Mehau Maisa, the whole Gavra, the story with the person. Today is. Okay, so let's stop. Let's hold it here.